This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to go to fashion now, about which two words, Jimmy Choo. High-end doesn't quite do that brand justice. You can spend $1,000 there for a pair of shoes, $2,000 for a purse. Steep, but entirely by design. Tamara Mellon co-founded Jimmy Choo with those kinds of prices firmly in mind almost 20 years ago. And her book about the experience is just out. It's called, wait for it, In My Shoes. Tamara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'll tell you what. It seems to me that shoes and fashion and all the stuff that's in this book ought to be a fun way to make a living, but it sounds really tough.
Well, I'm probably the only fashion business who has been through three private equity deals.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the private equity part because clearly that was no fun. But it's you talk a lot about having to live the brand in this book. And Jimmy Choo is upscale and high fashion and glamorous. And that living that was draining for you.
You have to embody the brand. And journalists want to interview the person who's creating the product and operating the business. So you have to step forward and do that.
Let me back you up for a second and establish that there is actually a Jimmy Choo. He's a person.
He is a person. He was a cobbler in London who I went into business with in the mid-90s.
Why did you go into business with him?
It was interesting. There weren't a lot of great shoes around at that time. And as a lot of women will remember, there was Manolo Blahnik, and that was about it.
Even I remember that,
okay,
not just the
women. So Jimmy was a cobbler. I was a fashion editor at Vogue magazine, and I would ask him to make things for shoots, photo shoots.
Right.
So I would go down to his studio, and I would tell him what to make. Okay, I'm doing a gladiator story, and I want a strappy sandal, and I want it in silver metallic. I'd photograph it and give him a credit in Vogue. So I thought, what a great platform to start a business.
When did you know that this was going to be a going concern, that it was a business that you were going to be able to live off of?
We got our first big order from Saks Fifth Avenue, 3,000 pairs. And when we saw the sell-throughs at Saks, we were having 95% sell-through.
That means of the 3,000 pair, 95% of them got
sold. That means it sold through at full price, which
Key
is
point,
unusual.
Yeah.
What you usually find is a 60% sell-through at full price. And then we had our big moment, which was really exciting, Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. So tell me the story.
Well, I didn't even know it was coming. And I got a call from a friend, said, hey, did you see Sex in the City? I was like, no. She goes, there was an amazing scene where Carrie Bradshaw's screaming, I lost my chew. I was like, really? And later, when I spoke to Candice, she said...
Candice Bushnell. Yeah.
She said she came to the store in London. She fell in love with the product.
Why, when you got into this, why did you put Jimmy Choo's name on this company instead of your own and run with it? Because you and Jimmy had a falling out. It was not an ideal partnership.
No, I put Jimmy's name because he was supposed to be designing the collection.
Yeah.
When I realized that Jimmy wasn't going to be designing the collection, that I was the one who's going to have to step up to the plate, you know, we'd open a store, his name was above the door, and I thought, you know what, let's just carry on with it.
Part of the reason that there's a tone of negativity in this book, right, about the business, because it was a slog, and I think you admit that pretty much up front in the book, is because of your dealings with private equity. Why did that go so bad? Because private equity is everywhere out there now. Why didn't it work for you?
For me, private equity today is just another word for a leverage buyout of the 80s.
Yeah.
Initially, people would buy shares in a company. They were passionate about the company. They'd stay with it, help it grow. Today, you've got guys who want to come. They want to flip companies, fatten the pig for the slaughter, get their fees and move on to the next one with little care for the product or the people working in the business.
15 years after you start this company, you decide to get out. You decide to leave. Why? It was a raging success. Why didn't you want to do it anymore?
I'd been through four deals. You need history with the company. You need to understand the people, the DNA of it. And I felt that Jimmy Choo was losing the DNA. And I just thought, I got to the time that if I don't take the risk now to leave and start my own business, I'll never do it.
Tamara Mellon, her book is called In My Shoes. She is the co-founder of a company you might have heard of. It's called Jimmy Choo. Tamara, thanks very much.
Thank you.